Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Leaving your grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Today for Savage or Sensible, not giving a tip when someone finds something you lost. Detailed it earlier on in the show. Had quite a day yesterday, quite a morning.
What a wild ride. After, why don't you recap that us?
It was a nice round of golf with my best friend. It went well, aside from the fact that I lost. And when I got home, I realized, wait a second. My wallet is not on me. And I scrambled and searched the car and couldn't find it anywhere. And called the golf course and asked if anyone had turned it in. And they said they hadn't yet, but that the carts that had been out weren't clean yet. And maybe it was in there. So anyways, I raced there. And long story short, a lovely group of gentlemen, former professors, by the way, actually ended up taking one of the carts that I had taken out. And it was still in there. And they contacted the golf course and let them know, we have the wallet. I was there at the time, so I jumped into a cart and just raced to the hole they were at. Never gone faster in a golf cart in my entire life. And then they gave it to me.
Dodging flying balls through the air.
And as you can imagine, these guys gave me the business when it comes to, dude, come on.
Well, you're a rookie. Yeah. You're a rookie. You're an absolute rookie.
An important note to this story is that not only was it my wallet, but it had a sizable amount of cash because I made a Facebook Marketplace sale over the weekend.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. So not only the stress and anxiety of just the pain in the ass of when you lose your wallet, you got to get a new license. You got to cancel your credit cards. I mean, it would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not ideal for sure.
But then losing a decent sum of money would have really, really sucked. And I know. First thing those guys like said is like, you always carry that much cash? No, I definitely do not normally.
As you shouldn't.
And I will try to learn from my lesson. But thankfully, it all ended up okay. And they gave me the wallet back.
You're lucky. You're lucky.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm second guessing how I handled it after the fact. Because I'm there in my cart. I ride up. The guy hands it to me. They're all making fun of me. Like, oh, you must feel really relieved. Oh, that sucks.
You had to have expected that.
Of course. And I certainly take it. Absolutely. Deserve it. But I did not offer a tip. And now I'm second guessing, should I have? Thus today, Savage or Sensible, not giving a tip when someone finds something that you lost.
Okay. So when it comes to savage or sensible in a normal sense, it's pretty black and white. Savage means that's awful. You definitely should have done that. Sensible means no, it's fine. And for this specific instance, it's tough for me because I don't think you should get a sticker or be rewarded for being a decent human being.
Sure.
I don't think you should. Like, yeah. Oh, thank you so much for doing the right thing. Like, when is that ever been a thing? I mean, I understand the gratitude and being grateful. Mm-hmm. And
when I said a thank you a lot, by the way, like mm-hmm. overly was thankful. So it wasn't like I rolled up there. I was like, thanks, and rolled out.
Right.
Like that would have clearly been
that would have been a savage
showing no appreciation at all. No yeah. doubt.
But, when they easily could have pocketed yeah, your cash yeah, and yeah. been a crappy human being.
And I see your point. And a lot of people are echoing that on our Facebook page right now and through the text line. You can jump in on this, by the way, 585-222-9800.
And I think it's a personal choice because honestly, Corey, those guys like didn't know your background or your financial situation. Maybe that $500 was the last $500 you had. Obviously it's not, but who knows? Like, I think it's completely and utterly sensible that you did not give them a tip because yeah. it's not, there's no like unwritten, like underlying rule that, oh, if someone finds something of mine that I lost, like they have to be rewarded. No, like it's just nice that they did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. So
and I feel like, sorry, not to cut you off, but I feel like if you do reward people for that, they are more inclined to do the right thing because there is something in the end for that, not because they want to be a nice human. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But also devil's advocate to that, would more people do the right thing if they knew that they would be rewarded for it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So it's a sticky kind of web to untangle. Interesting what Brianne says on Facebook. This is what she commented, and I think this will play a factor. She said, I found someone's cat once and had to sit in my work parking lot for over 2 hours waiting on the owner after they said they'd be there in 10 minutes. The thank you was appreciated, and I'm glad I was able to get the cat home safely. Just sucks that I had to spend 2 hours of my day waiting. I do think...
With no come up, yeah.
I do think this should be a factor. How much effort and time spent was put into retrieving whatever it is, the item that you lost?
Sure.
So waiting for 2 hours in a parking lot? Okay, that's a pretty significant amount of time. In that instance, I would agree with her and say, yeah, you probably should have offered something. In the instance of my situation over the weekend, these guys, they made a phone call. That was pretty much it.
Right,
and again, not to discredit or take away from them being honest, because it's incredible that they did. And by the way, I'm delighted by the poll results up on Twitter right now. 90% almost of the people voting there said that they would have done the same thing.
But those guys did minimal effort.
It wasn't a
like,
lot of legwork.
You came to them. Yeah. Their golf game was not interrupted yeah. whatsoever.
Had they driven their golf cart from the course to my house, I think maybe it's more clear. I don't know. It's a tough one.
This comment from Marissa is really getting me right now. Mm. It's savage to not offer a tip, but also it's savage to accept the tip. Ah. Offering a tip shows how thankful you are that the person's time and honesty, but declining the tip shows that you were happy to help and return their belongings safely.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're savage if you don't offer it, but you're savage if you do take it.
That's
a lot of games that don't think I'm up with.
Here's another layer I think we need to dive into here when it comes to giving the tip. Do you take into account who the person is that found it? So mm-hmm. again, in my instance, it was some older gentlemen. At least a couple of them were retired professors. Would it have been almost insulting for me to be like, hey, here's $20, right?
Sure. So I have an instance at the restaurant that I've worked at for like 5 years. And when I was younger, it was probably like 19, 20, I found this gentleman's really expensive camera, like a $3,000 camera.
Wow, okay.
Like
yeah.
Pretty legit. And he called the club and he asked if it was there. And I ended up finding it, and he came back and was so grateful and blah, blah, blah. I think he gave me like $20, whatever.
Still, I mean.
But I'm a young kid mm-hmm. who, like, doesn't have money. Like, not saying that it has to happen that way, but, like, it's almost like you pity them, but you're also grateful for them. Like,
right.
Oh, thank you so much. In your situation with the retired guys with the pension who are probably very financially well off.
We don't know, but probably
right.
they're probably doing just fine.
I mean, they're golfing, so
yeah, probably doing
what
okay.
have you. So I think it would be like a little, I don't want to say like insulting, but like tacky.
Because it's almost the respect your elders dynamic that we always talk about, right?
Sure.
So I wonder what I have been more likely to think of giving that tip if it was, say, like a group of high school kids.
But also, there's another caveat to this because they opened your wallet, obviously, to find like whose wallet it was, because obviously your license in there. I would open the wallet. Well, and they saw how much cash you had in there. So they're like,
I don't know.
So this guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
This schmuck has $500 banging around in his wallet and he doesn't offer anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It could kind of go either way. Oh, I'm still struggling on this one. I
feel like if you didn't have cash in there, maybe. Maybe not.
Well, then I Venmo you?
Like literal Daddy Warbucks.
Then they ask me what Venmo is, and then I'm there for 4 hours. Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm going to side and say that it's... I actually agree with Marissa,
okay.
who said that it's savage not to offer. But then I don't necessarily agree that it's savage to accept, but I don't think... I assume he probably would have gone the route of, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're good, man.
Learning lesson. You're cool. Don't worry about it. I assume that's how it would have played out. So I'm voting savage for myself because I obviously feel guilty about it. Bringing it up on the show to talk about it this morning. Obviously, it makes me feel like, I probably should have. But what do you think? If you want to jump in, more stories coming through, by the way, people finding things and if they got tips or not, or if they expected it or not. Can we real quick, by the way, get an update? Can you take a look at the poll results so far?
From our Twitter?
Yeah. Because we were talking about this earlier, too, of what percentage would you say of people would have actually returned it like these guys did?
I said 25. I said 75.
Then
25% of people would pocket
the cash and throw the wallet in the woods.
So... for the poll up right now on our Twitter for if you would return it or not, 93% of people say turn it in / return it.
Oh, good. Okay.
And then 7% of people say take the cash and run.
All right. Find those people and send their names to the authorities. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Then again, though, like these are people behind a screen that I would do the right thing. Like, would you, though?
Would you, though? Really? You think it's less?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What would you do,
Breeze?
I feel
like it's a... I would return it.
Okay, you're an honest person.
I would return it. Come on. But it's a situational thing, I think, for most people. Like if you're in a store and you find a wallet and you go up and turn it into customer service or what have you, I think that's you have to be trusting that the other person is going to deliver that back to its rightful owner.
You're passing the buck. Totally. Absolutely. Okay. Let's get back to the tip situation here, though, because I didn't, and now I'm second-guessing myself. I'm actually voting savage on myself for not at least offering. It was a weird dynamic because it was some retirees, some older guys. I don't know if maybe they would have taken that as like an insult, like, I don't want your $20, dude. You're fine. Maybe not. Who knows? But maybe they would have been like 20. You had a lot more in there, man. Like, let's fork it over.
Yeah, he did see how much cash you had in there.
Could have gone either way, I guess. Let's see. A bunch of people weighing in on Facebook. You could call us as well. 585-222-9800. Text into that number and get your last minute votes in at 98pxy.com. This texter, I found a wallet at a gas station. I work in Victor. I found the person on Facebook. The person was from Canada and wanted to mail me some money to reward me, and I did not accept. I did the right thing and felt that I didn't deserve anything.
Okay, so Brittany and Amy are echoing each other here on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Brittany says, a tip question mark for being a human being? Being a decent human being. Whatever happened to doing something without expecting something in return? And then Amy's saying, yeah, you don't get a tip just for having morals and doing the right thing. A lot of ironies in this as well. I swear the entitlement of some is strong. I mean... We're not really arguing entitlement here, Amy. We're just kind of saying like if it would be
nice,
if you should or not.
It would. I think that's
like
why
I don't think anyone's like expecting it.
Yeah. That's why I was savage to not offer. But let's try this. 222-9800. Kyle is on the phone with us now. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you have to return it because karma always comes around.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you think about? We're definitely 100% in on don't steal from people for sure, even if they're stupid like I was. What do you think about me not offering a tip though? Should I have offered a tip?
Yeah, but you're right. It is a weird situation with two retirees. They might be like, I don't know. but I think you should have offered, yeah.
Okay, all right, same boat as me. All right, Kyle, man, thanks for calling in. I'm glad you would return it, by the way. I'm glad there are honest people out there like those fine gentlemen and you.
Hey, the old me wouldn't have been in high school. But...
Okay, darn it!
Yes, like that's what we were saying, Corey. Yeah. Like, I feel like with age, you get more... Your morals start to develop a little more, more mature, more thoughtful of others.
You've also been struck by karma so many times that you know you don't want to be on the wrong side of it.
Sure,
which is also a factor there. Yeah, we did bring that up. I don't know if I would have been more prone to throwing $20 if it was a bunch of high school kids, because right or wrong, the stereotype would be that they'd be less likely to give it back, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. All right, Kyle, thanks for the call, man. You have a great day.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, take
it easy. Bye, Kyle.
Yep.
I think the specific Savage or Sensible is situational. Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
I do. And I think that you offering a bunch of retirees $20 may have been tacky.
Yeah.
But then again, you wouldn't have even been in this situation if they just pocketed your money. So I'm torn on this, but I am going to stick with Sensible.
Okay.
I am.
All right.
I have to.
Tyler, voting Sensible as well, says, I found a teenager's phone at a playground this weekend and was able to call and contact them and have it picked up without as much of as a thank you. Okay. See, again, let's not do that. Let's just be grateful. Be grateful when people do nice things for you. I did thank those lovely gentlemen over and over again for sure. So, all right. Let's go to the poll, Breeze, up at 98pxy.com.
Okay.
Can always vote there for Savage or Sensible. Today, not giving a tip when someone finds something you lost. 73% of the people voting say it's sensible.
Okay, well, you don't get a tip or a participation trophy for being a good person.
Apparently. Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm fine with that.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.